Having a child can change everything, but what about having two? Is it double the trouble? Jessica Hartshorn, senior lifestyles editor of American Baby magazine, has some insight. Having a second child is a wonderful thing, whether it was planned or a total surprise. While feeding and changing diapers is old hat by now, there are some changes to consider. Having a second baby takes multitasking to a whole new level. You're used to really just being able to cater to your first child's needs, but now you have a second child who needs you just as much. Each child has to learn to wait for your attention. There are moments created by master filmmakers that release your childhood fears. They infuse our nightmares and terrify us. They push the boundaries and make us scream and jump out of our seats. These are the moments we never forget. Presenting the 100 Scariest Movie Moments, a countdown of the greatest moments of cinema terror. 10 years ago, Brooke Ellison was hit by a car. No one expected her to live. She was paralyzed from the neck down and on a respirator since that time. Tomorrow, she'll graduate from Harvard. Miracles happen. They happen to Brooke, and they can happen to you. Brooke Ellison's story on A&E Biography. On any given day, more than 1 million Americans go to a tanning salon. This season, many of those flocking to tanning beds and booths are teenage girls getting ready for the prom. They say a tan makes them look better in their gowns. But brown skin comes with a price. Now, one beauty pageant winner who knows the dangers of tanning all too well is trying to halt the trend. When Brittany Lights was crowned Miss Maryland, she was beaming with triumph. But her beauty pageant success masked a painful and ugly battle that left her scarred for life. 2 years ago, Lights was diagnosed with melanoma, an aggressive and potentially deadly form of skin cancer. She didn't get cancer from sun tanning, but from sunless tanning. After baking her body under UV radiation in a tanning bed as often as 4 times a week for 3 years, she developed melanoma. Like many teenage girls, Light started tanning at the age of 17. The generals, the geniuses and visionaries, the fools and the monsters. For 500 years, these were the men who ruled supreme, shaping Rome from republic to empire and finally through its ultimate demise. For passion, for pleasure, for power. This is the story of the men who fought the battle for Rome.